each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brother, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how it's supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me?
What's weighing on my mind is how soon I can get a Bud Light in my mouth after this win. That is really, priority number one. Things will never
be the same. Oh, Peyton Manning, you got to have your priorities straight. I guarantee you there was a couple of guys on the Razorback coaching staff that were thinking the same way after that win last night. Hogs win, hallelujah.
You know what? Peyton is smart. Bud Light probably wrote him a check.
Yes, Bud Light loves him. The problem is he's smack dab in the middle of one of the finest microbrew communities in America.
Smart.
And oh, guess who lives up the road? Coors. So the problem is he's stomping on some familiar ground. Sunday, following that win, he said what he said, and now he's catching a little heat. The owners of microbrewers around there out in full force Monday, condemning Manning for opting to drop a Bud Light mention when so many quality beers are available practically right outside his doorstep. Strange Brewing Company's Jules Hoekstra, whose operation is a mere few blocks away from Sports Authority Field, pleaded with Manning to throw his support behind the Colorado brewing industry if he's going to mention beer at all. While we like that Peyton can appreciate our large brewing industry in Colorado, we would love it if he would support our small brewing community. Peyton, we have 16 beers on tap, and you knew this was going to happen. Matt, I think we talked about this the other day. As soon as he said that, you knew either the folks at Coors or the microbrews were going to trip.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. It's happening.
He's got exactly what he wants. He's got Bud Light competing. Now he's got Coors competing.
Okay, so let me see here. We got the championship games this weekend, then nothing. And then the next weekend is Arkansas Big Buck Classic?
Next weekend is Big Buck.
So you guys are there on Super Bowl weekend?
No. Super Bowl weekend's the...
Oh, it's 2 weeks after. That's right. You guys have this weekend after. That's
right. They used to have the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl's February 9th.
It got so big, got a big buck, that changed the Super Bowl.
Oh, well, that makes sense. They could compete with you guys.
I'm just saying. I mean, they're not on it anymore.
Did you hear, there's been a lot of talk this week about the city of Omaha. Have you heard this?
Yes.
Because Peyton Manning, apparently that's like his go-to. I don't know what the deal is. The guys from PTI had Jeff Saturday on, who played with Peyton for a long time in Indianapolis, and they asked him about the Omaha deal, and apparently there's it means different things to different people at different times. So here was an explanation of what the Omaha deal was. And it is cool, and they've done this better with everybody. It's not just him. It's all the quarterbacks. They've got a mic down on the field where you can hear the quarterback calls. It makes you feel so much more a part of the game. Now, I'm going to guess that it would add something to your film study, I would think, if you're an opposing team. If you can hear the audio from the quarterback versus not being able to, I would think that there would be some advantage there, but apparently they'll change it week to week.
The question on everybody's mind first for you, because you played so long with Peyton Manning, is what on earth does Omaha, what does that mean? And will it mean something completely new this week?
That's exactly right. It will mean something completely different. Peyton Manning has already listened and watched the TV copy of the home game against the Chargers. He knows every audible that was real and what wasn't, how effective it was. He's going back and processing that information. But the great part about him and the gamesmanship he plays, you know, the game within the game, is he'll still use that. He knows that's a common term, and he knows once you get in the flow of the game and the defensive line are teeing off and trying to rush the passer, that they'll fall in love with that cadence and that call, and he'll try to draw those New England Patriot defensive linemen offsides as well.
But does he make sure that his offensive line knows when he's going to snap the ball? Does everybody know when he's changing out of whatever he's changing out of?
Absolutely. He will work from practice, Wednesday's morning practice, the walkthrough, all the way through Saturday's walkthrough, and he'll give you the most difficult audible changes you could possibly have, and he'll make sure that you're comfortable with the way it's going to be changed, the way he's going to use it. He's going to try to trick you to really leave the impression of what he's going to do. And we used to argue with him all the time. We'd be an inside drill, which is really an offense and defensive line drill, and he'd come down and he'd start messing with our calls and messing with the cadence, and he'd make the offensive line jumpy, and we'd all scream at him, and he'd tell us, hey, look, come Sunday, this is what I'm going to do. I'm trying to get everybody used to it, everybody on the same page, and it really does make you a better football team come Sunday.
There you go, an explanation of Omaha from a guy who would know, former teammate of Peyton Manning's. Who you guys like this weekend?
Unlike
Michael Felder from Bleacher Report, you'll actually be watching, I assume.
I like Denver, and I like San Francisco.
See, that's funny. I like Seattle, and I like New England. So perhaps we'll have to have a little wager on the games,
okay.
Emo.
Okay.
All right? If we split, nobody buys.
Okay.
If I win both, you got to buy me lunch.
Okay. This the deal. If I win, you got the sag for 24 hours.
Okay.
No deal.
I got some nice drawers now. I'll definitely do that.
No deal. I want to know what you're going to wear to the big buck class. I want to know what you're going to wear.
I'm not a very hip dude. I don't have boots. I would like to purchase a nice pair. Can you buy boots at the big buck?
I'm sure there'll be some boots out there.
There should be.